The United States Supreme Court will hear arguments on Donald Trump's immunity claims while the former president's criminal trial resumes in New York. And dozens of protesters are arrested as pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on college campuses. The Morning Rundown starts now.
From the Straight Arrow News Studio, bringing the stories that matter to you from across the United States and around the world. This is the Morning Rundown.
Today is Thursday, April 25th. Thank you for joining us. I'm Kara Rucker. Today, former President Donald Trump will return to a New York City courtroom as his criminal trial resumes. At the same time, the United States Supreme Court will hear arguments on his immunity claims regarding federal election interference charges. The justices agreed in February to hold this special session on whether a former president has immunity from criminal prosecution for alleged actions taken during his time in office. This stems from special counsel Jack Smith's charges accusing Trump of attempting to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Trump's lawyers have argued the presidency would lose its independence and presidents would not be able to function in office if they knew they could be charged following their term. Lower courts have sided against Trump, saying he could not claim immunity for actions he took as president. The timing and extent of the Supreme Court's decision could determine whether this trial could be held before November's election. A ruling is expected by late June. Meanwhile, in the Manhattan courtroom, jurors will hear more testimony from David Pecker, the former publisher of the tabloid newspaper, The National Enquirer. Trump faces 34 counts of falsifying business records amid the 2016 presidential election. Trump had requested to skip today's trial proceedings so he could attend the Supreme Court hearing. The New York judge denied that request. An Arizona state grand jury has indicted 18 people as part of an ongoing investigation into alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election in the state. Among those indicted are former President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, a group of so-called fake electors, and former Trump campaign and White House officials. Charges include conspiracy, fraud, and forgery. While Trump is not among those charged, the indictment labels the former president as an unindicted co-conspirator and follows a detailed 13-month investigation led by Arizona's Democratic Attorney General Chris Mays. The Republican Party of Arizona has criticized the indictments as politically motivated as the 2024 election approaches. Arizona state lawmakers voted Wednesday to repeal a law from 1864 that almost completely bans abortion with no exceptions for cases of rape or incest. This comes after the Arizona Supreme Court recently supported the Civil War-era statute over a more recent 15-week abortion limit. The state house approved the repeal with a 32-28 vote, with three Republicans siding with House Democrats. The legislation now moves to the state Senate, where it could be taken up next week. If passed by the Senate, Governor Katie Hobbs says she will sign it into law. Pro-Palestinian protests continue at college campuses across the country, with dozens of arrests being made. More than 90 people were arrested in the area of the University of Southern California Wednesday night. Earlier in the day, USC decided to close its campus to the public, where it will remain closed until further notice. In a letter to the community, USC said the decision stemmed from a confrontation between security and protesters. The university saying many of them were not affiliated with USC, a common theme across these college protests. Over at the University of Texas at Austin, troopers were called in and at least 34 people were said to be arrested. House Speaker Mike Johnson visited Columbia University, where he called for the school's president to resign unless she can get the situation on its campus under control. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre saying violent rhetoric must be called out, but would not comment further on the developments at Columbia beyond saying it is a private institution. Meta is reporting its revenue has increased 27% from about $28 billion a year ago to more than $36 billion, thanks in part to a rebound in online advertising. However, with Meta's forecast for revenue in the second quarter underwhelming investors, the company's stock plunged about 15% in after-hours trading. Meta also says it expects a rise in expenses for the year because of its investment in artificial intelligence. The company says more than 3 billion people use one or more of its apps every day. Finally this morning, one of the biggest events on the NFL's calendar is here. The 2024 NFL Draft begins tonight, and the Chicago Bears will be first on the clock. This year's draft takes place in Detroit. The overwhelming favorite to be selected number one, USC quarterback Caleb Williams. The 2022 Heisman Trophy winner telling the Chicago Tribune, it feels surreal, adding he is ready for the moment. There will be 257 picks in total, spread over 7 rounds. Various versions of the 3-day draft will air live on ABC, ESPN, and the NFL Network. Last year's draft averaged 6 million viewers per day across all platforms, an increase of 12% over the previous year. These are your top stories for this Thursday. Unbiased, straight facts, that's Straight Arrow News. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Until then, I'm Kara Rucker. Have a great day.